producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, where the snowstorm is about to begin.
Boom.
Jennifer has lost her power, so that takes care of her for the rest of the day.
Sunny Los
Angeles. Sunny. Yes, it was 81. I was over in the valley yesterday. 81 degree. Wonderful day yesterday here.
You know, it's funny. A lot of people are flying out of here right now. I had a meeting with a guy yesterday, and I said, "Where are you hunkering down for the storm?" And he pulled out a plane ticket in Miami.
Well, Miami's a little chilly. It's not. There may be a tornado. There's a tornado watch out for much of Florida today. The weather is going to be perfect there, but it'll be a lot better there than it is. It's so humid there this time of year. Wow.
In Miami?
Yeah.
It's always humid in Florida.
Yeah, it is. Right. You're right, Richie.
Yeah.
Richie's nice right again. Okay, so I want to talk about what we do for a living and how, not just talking about the story, as we are here, we're talking about the storm. There are many radio stations, including ones that are carrying this program, in addition to carrying us, are doing a terrific public service because the news and news talk format, the news and news talk stations, get on the ball. They prepare for this sort of a storm, and when the listeners get walloped, they know to go to the radio to get real good information. People who watch the television, you're just going to get scared by their stupid coverage. It's radio that really does the trick. So I'm proud of the stations that are carrying us in Virginia and through the Delmarva up in Maryland, all the way up to Philadelphia, New Jersey stations. Good luck if I can help you anyway. And by the way, I turn it around. Anybody's got some late information you want to share with us, because it is informative and people find that entertaining, 888-302-3684. I'm sure we'll hear anecdotally after the storm is over, Richie, of all of the trials and tribulations. This person will save that one from a car wreck, and somebody else will help the kids who go around the neighborhood and shovel out the homes where older people live. That's a good story. But there's a lot of preparation to this, and a lot of people. You have all of your staff staying at the hotel.
Yep, I've got hotel rooms for four people, and we've got contingency plans. And I was out last night in the Home Depot and Costco.
What the heck were you doing behind your house this morning? What did you go
getting some of the patio furniture put away?
Huh.
Yeah. So I hadn't put.
Oh, was that 4 o'clock in the morning?
Well, no, it wasn't bad, but it was cold. Mm-hmm. But since it's been so warm all winter, I've had no reason really to put everything away, because we'd still get a 60-degree day now and then, but that's over. So.
Right. Yeah, you won't have that for a month or so.
And we're going to have a 60-mile-an-hour winds.
Yeah.
I don't want anything blowing all over.
Nope. All right, so what do we make of this North Korean student who was arrested, a college student who was in the, I never pronounce this right, Pyongyang. That place. Anyway, they claim that this UVA student traveling with a tour group was on a government mission perpetrating a hostile act against North Korea, anti-state acts. So they have arrested him and, as usual, caused a big stir. Americans are not happy anyway with the North Koreans, and so whether they say he was under the guise there being a tourist, but he wanted to, the government says that he was there to bring down the foundation of its single-minded unity.
Right, to interrupt unity between North Koreans.
Stupid.
You know what?
This kid looks like a nice kid.
We hear this all the time. Okay, somebody's arrested in Iran, somebody's arrested in North Korea, something like that. Stupid. Don't go there.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, but this was a group. There was a tour.
Whatever. Group. I don't care. It was a China-based tour travel company. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Stay out of North Korea. Stay out of Iran. Nothing good is going to happen there. It's not like you're going to Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
It's so stupid.
His name is Otto Frederick Warmbier.
Right, yeah. He'll mix right in North Korea.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, hey, Otto.
Yeah. So he was there for 5 days. He can be there a lot longer than 5 days now under the circumstances. Oof. Unga bunga. The trending people, I was looking at this as I look at some of the trends. I'm surprised to a point. The folks at Google yesterday listed the top 10 search items for people from last year.
Yeah.
And they are. You got the big voice announcer? Let's use the big voice announcer to go through this. By the way, our poll at DougStephan.com today, yesterday, how much snow have you gotten so far this winter? Let's see, the largest response, 46% of you said none. 16% said 6 to 12 inches, 15% said less than 3 inches, 13% of you who responded at the poll at DougStephan.com said 3 to 6 inches, and 10% said over a foot. So nothing serious going on there. All right.
Number 10,
Josh Duggar.
Oh, yeah, the
Duggar. These are
number
the trending
nine.
People from Google for last year. Adele.
Number 8.
Rachel Dolezal. Now, help me with Rachel Dolezal.
Oh, she's the woman who pretended to be black. And
oh, right, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Okay, great. Okay.
I wonder how Adele likes being a sandwiched in between that woman and the Dugars.
Yeah. Number 7.
Number 7 is Brian Williams.
Number 6.
Charlie Sheen.
Number 5.
Ruby Rose.
Number 4.
Right, Ruby Rose.
Yeah, who's Ruby Rose?
I don't know.
I'll look it up here.
Number 4.
Donald Trump.
Yeah, of course.
Number 3.
Ronda Rousey.
Number 2.
Going to vote for Donald Trump. Caitlyn Jenner, who's going to vote for Donald Trump.
Number 1.
Lamar Odom. Not likely he's going to be voting for Donald Trump. But Lamar Odom was the number 1 most Googled name last year. Why? Just because he's with Kardashian? What in the name of heaven? He had that medical mishap. What? How in the world would you? I mean, I can get Ronda Rousey and Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And Brian Williams, I guess, to a point. Certainly, I can get Adele and Caitlyn Jenner. But I don't get Lamar Odom at all. Under the circumstances. Oh, you find out who Ruby Rose is?
Listen, the guy spent $72,000 in a.
In a brothel.
In a bunny ranch. Yeah, right. Odile. Yeah. It's a story.
Yeah, but
not
it's
a good one.
Yeah. All right. So, who'd you find out? What'd you find out about Ruby Rose?
Ruby Rose is an Australian model and VJ, MTV VJ. Hmm. But I can't remember why she was in the news. There's nothing here. She must have done something.
She wasn't involved in it, I think, because that was the year before where they did the voices.
She had dinner with Keanu Reeves 11 hours ago. Big deal.
Yeah. I remember the situation from the year before last where those two disc jockeys made up the call and sort of phonied up. They got somebody in trouble. Somebody actually committed suicide, I think. I remember they called and acted like the prince and princess.
Yeah.
That wasn't this lady.
Oh, that's Ruby Rose is from the Orange is the New Black.
Oh, okay. So, see how much maybe we need a little more education in race relations ourselves here. We're getting a little white on the Good Day program. Speaking of that, there is a new Oreo, cinnamon bun flavored Oreos, coming out on the shelves.
You got me so far.
How many people have had cinnamon bun flavored Oreos? I'm just trying to think, why do they need... So you go get a cinnamon bun. What do you need an Oreo cookie for?
No. This
what?
Is much
no,
better.
No.
Because those cinnamon buns are so big and messy and sloppy. With
really,
all
you
the,
think?
Yeah, with all the icing on top of them, and they're sticky. And so if you could just package that in a nice, clean little Oreo that you just pop in your mouth and throw down. Kara's giving me a big, are you crazy?
What?
I guess she doesn't approve of the cinnamon Oreos.
No, I don't either.
I'm down with it.
Yeah.
Bring it on. Double stuff.
So, it's 16 past the hour. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program. I hope you figured that out by now.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue Emu made with real Emu oil. Blue Emu continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue Emu maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue Emu, nothing slows down the team. Use what I use, Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
All right, since Jess and I only ordered 3 drinks and split the chicken and you guys ate about 3/4 of the guac, but Tim only left us $15, not including tax and tip, I'm thinking Hal and Karen split a third of the bill 2 ways, so you guys each take on 12%. Does that seem fair?
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax's Explain Why feature helps you understand the math behind your refund. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
If you want clearer skin, a boost in your brain and productivity, or help fighting off sickness, then grab a glass of water or 2 or 3. From aiding digestion to fighting fatigue, water plays a huge role in your health. Experts suggest between 8 to 12 cups of water a day. Here are some hints to stay hydrated. Drink 1 cup the minute you wake up in the morning and drink a cup at least 30 minutes before each meal. Try and keep a water bottle handy all through the day. This health tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
Your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, here we are in 18 and change after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. You'll all be happy to hear, those of you who are listening in Florida especially, that officials were called to a swimming pool in the Florida Keys at a home. And when they were...
Let me guess, a gator.
Into the back... No, a crocodile. What's the... I paused because I was... You and I are on that synchronistic level today.
Uh-huh.
We are thinking together. We don't always do that. So I see this crocodile in this guy's pool.
It's not a crocodile.
Well, it is a crocodile.
It's an alligator.
No, but that's the thing. What is the difference? We've been having this conversation now for a couple of weeks. This is an American crocodile. It's a threatened species. So the government protects them. They're protecting alligators and crocodiles.
I wasn't aware that there are crocodiles in the United States.
Isla Madora is where it's north of Key West, those of you listening in Marathon. Yeah. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission removed the animal and returned it to its native habitat. How does an alligator fare in a swimming pool filled with chlorine or salt?
Salt is fine. Chlorine would be a problem.
Well, salt water, they're used to. Well, no, they're a freshwater species. But anyway, this croc was in this pool. And Richie thinks it's a croc because he thinks it's an alligator.
No,
a crocodile.
It's an alligator. I thought crocodiles were South America and maybe Asia.
So how do we find out for sure? I don't want to be... this is an important story. I don't want people to have the wrong information. Come on. Get on that horn here.
I'll look it up. We'll find out.
Maybe we can get a guest on who's an expert.
It is the American crocodile, though.
Crocodile. Right. The crocodile hunter. Wasn't that the guy that died a couple of years ago?
That's him.
No alligator.
It's Australia. It wasn't
21 after on Good Day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Most significant things to happen in the world of entertainment this past week, the passing of Glenn Frey. You know, we had a poll up at DougStephan.com, Richie, asking of the four entertainers who have died this month, which one is the most important to you? And Glenn Frey, for me, anyway,
me
and
too.
For most of the listeners, was the number one. And what impacts this story more than anything else is the way he died and the fact that he didn't have to die. The
yep.
drugs killed him. And as Jack Stockwell, who is one of the medical advisors here in this program, said, if Glenn Frey had come to him and his wife for an evaluation, he'd still be alive. And then my life, he'd be healthy.
The drugs he was taking for rheumatoid arthritis.
Yep, killed him.
They say his manager, Irving Azoff, or something like that, is claiming that the drugs that he took for 15 years for his arthritis caused the colitis and the ulcers.
Yep.
And then
upset the gut.
And then you get the pneumonia.
Yep. Without any gut, you got no immune system. Without an immune system, pneumonia comes right in, man, and grab you. More people die, you know, of pneumonia, the death of that's caused by pneumonia. More people die of that than anything else in our country.
Yep.
It's always related to heart disease or cancer or something else. But
right, you get weak and you get the pneumonia and it takes you out.
Here's a radio conversation. This guy talked to David Spiro, who is Joe Walsh's manager. Richie, you're going to be fascinated with this as he explains how the Eagles got reunited.
Yeah, it's too late now because I'm 40.
No. You're playing the wrong kind.
Oh, that's the video of the day.
Right, it is. Yeah,
they're right here.
Didn't you have Glenn in Cleveland? You were trying to put the, basically trying to get him and Joe Walsh and Don Henley and those guys back together. And if I'm not mistaken, you were the one that really were able to, and we got a little problem in the Middle East we want you to solve after this. But you were able to put them together. And what was that like?
Well, you know, it started with I was managing Joe, and out of nowhere, I get a phone call from Glenn Frey, who I hadn't talked to since the Eagles had broken up, actually, at that point. And he was coming through Cleveland. He was playing at the Cleveland Agora. And there was a restaurant I used to take the Eagles to here in Cleveland, a place called Harvey's Ribs, and they all loved it. And he says, "Hey, what was that restaurant? I want to take my band there, you know." And I'm like, well, wait a minute, hello? What's up, you know? Anyhow, that night we started talking, and he was asking what I was doing, and I told him I was working with Joe, and he was like, well, you know what, hell with that guy, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't want anything to do with him. And by the time we figured things out, you know, it was like everybody was getting bad information. And over the course of the next month and a half, I finally got him and Joe together physically. And they started playing together, and Glenn had a tour that wasn't doing real well. And I had told him, I thought, you know, maybe 1 + 1 = 3, you know, that if the two of them would do it. And, you know, we ended up doing about 45, 46 dates together. And towards the end of that, Henley came by a couple of times. And, you know, next thing we knew, everybody's talking. And we were in Aspen one night, and the three of them actually got together. And no managers, no friends, no anybody. Just the three of them stayed up all night. About 7:30 the next morning, I get a phone call. And it was Glenn, and he said, "There's a car waiting for you downstairs. Come over to my place." And I went over to his place, and I said, "Well, how'd things go last night?" And he hands me a legal pad and a paper, and he's walking around with a glass of wine, and he says, "Okay, here's how it's going to go down, you know." And I wrote this document that I called the Glenn Commandment. Mm-hmm. And it became, you know, the cornerstone for the contract that put them back together.
Isn't that fascinating?
Mm.
But how Glenn, those things happen like that?
Glenn held out because he wanted he and Henley to make more money than the rest of them, as they should have, because they were the only ones that had real careers in the 10-year span that they were broken up, or 14-year span that they were broken up.
Yeah.
And Don Felder was like, "That's not fair, that's not fair." And Henley finally called Felder and said, "Listen, you sign a contract today or you're out."
Mm-hmm.
And he got a contract that day.
Right. But well, I love these behind-the-scenes stories.
Henley and Fry, they were the guy. They were the Eagles.
They were the Eagles.
And Joe Walsh was this guy who felt so lucky because he was such a mess.
Yeah, but he was good. Joe Walsh was really good.
He gave them credibility as a rock band because he was a bona fide rock guitarist.
Really, he was.
Yeah. Right, but the guy was a mess and just was like, I thank God.
They saved him. Saved the guy.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But the other, you're right, the fourth guy.
Felder.
He was never... Nothing. There was nothing about him that was exciting. The other three guys.
I mean, he was a good guitar player.
He
wanted equal time, and he didn't contribute equally. So.
29 past the hour on Good Day.
Musicians, now through Sunday at Guitar Center, don't miss the big payback. For every $50 you spend, we're giving you $10 in Guitar Center bucks good towards a future purchase. That's right. We're paying you back up to 500 Guitar Center bucks. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want. From the best guitars, drums, keyboards, and amplifiers to the most state-of-the-art DJ, live sound, and recording gear. Because during Guitar Center's big payback weekend, the more you spend, the more you earn. In-store and GuitarCenter.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now. 800-529-3894. 800-529-3894. That's 800-529-3894.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Floating along like a tumbling tumbleweed, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I have sad news, Rich.
What's good news and bad news here? Tell me.
The Mega Millions and Powerball jackpots this week, I only missed by six numbers on both of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, how much is that worth?
By six numbers. Well, I paid a dollar for the ticket, so I'm only off by six numbers.
We were out talking last night. A couple of the guys went to the neighborhood place. There was a band playing. They had a beer. And we were all talking and ranting. I was surprised. There were six of us at the table ranting about what a gaffe the lotto and lotteries are and how it's a tax on the poor. We all were in agreement that it's a tax on the poor.
Yeah.
And when you look at who buys lottery tickets and lotto tickets, what percentage of people buy them and what percentage of their money they spend, and it's like people that make over $40,000 a year spend the least, and the people that make under $40,000 a year spend the most, you know, buy $50.
Unless we just want to have fun with it like we do.
And then we got into the state support of casinos in Maryland. They're going crazy. Yeah. Now trying to build casinos. Yep.
Yeah.
It's huge. And then we got into the fantasy football conversation.
It's illegal.
And my theory is that the only reason that New York State and Maryland are going after the fantasy football things is because they want some of the action.
Out of it. Right.
Cut me in and I'll let you guys play.
Right. Exactly. All right. I have big news from Saudi Arabia today.
Oh, yeah. What's going on?
A fatwa has been issued. A fatwa.
I don't know her.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
This is a fatwa. A religious decree has been issued in response to a question from a caller to a Saudi television program. So Grand Mufti Sheikh Al-Duazi Al-Shikala.
Like, see that business card.
Right. Says the playing of chess will now be forbidden in Saudi Arabia. This is a declaration a fatwa.
Why?
It is a waste of time.
Based on Christian.
That's probably part of it. Waste of time and money creates bad will between the players. So no more chess in the Arab world. The Grand Mufti has spoken. It's like,
what about checkers?
Alcohol and gambling.
Can we play jacks? Hopscotch?
I don't know about that, Richie. I don't know. When's the next time you're going to Saudi Arabia?
No plans.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to hold off for a little while. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a fatwa.
I'm working on my chess skills right now.
Uh-huh. You'd be good.
Don't want to ruin it.
That. The Doug Steffen website, DougSteffen.com, I'm always proud of what we have there informationally, because most of the stuff we put up, I try to find things, or actually Kenny does and Richie does, and Bob and whoever else, that is not going to appear anywhere else, or if it's there, it's more in-depth. So how many of you knew that the United States Marines now are being used to keep people away from military property? The Marines in San Diego last weekend were out in force on Saturday and Sunday. They say they'll be out there again today. They're now issuing trespassing tickets, the Marines are. 50 tickets last week. They confiscated 50 mountain bikes because people are riding from the Scripps Ranch area into the military property. The people that were involved, Marines wearing their uniform and weapons as they come upon these people that are riding their bikes on the park. One of the people that was arrested, or who got a ticket, quote, said, at first sight, I thought they were looking for someone, and it was a police raid. I was blown away when they told us we had stepped into the eastern boundary of the base, and they were going to give us tickets. These have no, They have nothing better to do?
I thought it was illegal to have the military do police work.
It's exactly what I thought.
On domestic
American soil. Yeah. Yeah, what are they doing there? And they have nothing better to do? Overreach and stupidity.
Well, I'm looking, how close is this to the Mexican border?
It's up to five a ways. No, it's near Pendleton. If I'm in the right area.
Trespassers face potentially life-threatening danger.
Well, they could get shot if they're out target practicing, I suppose.
Well, I mean, if there's if it's a military base and there is target practice, or if there's a lot of drug running, or coyotes bringing illegals across the border.
Here's the San Diego newspaper quoting a fellow who was arrested, Matthew Gregory. Gregory's the policeman. The Marine talking to another one, a fellow named Damon Hiley, who was arrested. Anyway, Gregory said, quote, I feel like we've done our due diligence. We've let people know. We put signs out there. We've had patrols warning people to stay off the base. Time now, as it is a security issue, for us to either arrest them or give them tickets or confiscate their bikes. Well, those bikes are worth $4,000 or $5,000, too. What are they doing with the bikes?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. What are they doing with the bikes?
You're probably selling them.
Perfect. The Supreme Court urging reconsideration of the death penalty issue. There's a private conference in which the Supreme Court is due to consider hearing a case challenging the constitutionality of the death penalty. One of the justices made a point to remind his colleagues of the need to address the issue. Is it time? I think it's time. The death penalty doesn't work. It's only valuable, from my point of view, it's vengeance. If there is a crime that's so heinous, there's somebody who was executed, was it yesterday, for rape and all kinds of other malfeasance, and he said he didn't do it. He held the warden's hand as they stuck the needle in his arm. I didn't do it, I didn't do it, I didn't do it. Well, I think if there's ever a question, you don't execute people, but if you got them, you got them. And if you got them and they're really bad, you dispatch them. That would be my read on this. But I'm, unfortunately, Rich, not on the Supreme Court. And I haven't been invited to participate in Supreme Court proceedings, which is kind of sad.
I'm trying to figure out where it looks like the Eighth Amendment is where they're trying to tie this to the Constitution.
Yeah. What is it? Cruel and abusive punishment or something like
yeah.
that? Yeah. Nah. Captain David Hans Arnston in the news today. Captain flies for Alaska Airlines, and apparently he was flying the plane drunk. There was a flight from San Diego to Portland. He had a .134.
Oh, that's not bad.
What is it? What's the legal limit? .08, isn't it?
Yeah, .08.
So it's almost twice.
It's
not the first time. I mean, I'm laughing. I wouldn't want to be in a plane. The co-pilots are, and the co-pilots want to rat it on them anyway. But when you get in, you can tell when people are drinking. You smell their
breath. Yeah, especially when you're in a cockpit with them.
Yeah, right. And the door's closed.
Yep.
Terrible, 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 terrible. This week we've been talking a lot about this corruption in the tennis world. There are a lot of the legitimate players and officials who have, as they've opened up about corruption this week in the sport, saying it's time for all those involved to be banned from professional tennis for life. Meanwhile,
who knew?
Not unlike what they do at the NBA, I'm sorry, well, I don't know, maybe the NBA, but the NFL and certainly baseball, the administrators are silent. Nobody's talking about this because they don't want to ruin the game. You and I have had this conversation about how people win. People only who go to these events, they only care about who wins. They don't care how they win. They just want them to win.
Well, tennis is an easier sport to fix because it's like boxing. It's a one-on-one competition. Mm. So there's not a team aspect
to it.
Take
a dive.
Right. So like baseball, football, where, you got to get to Peyton Manning to really have any effect on anything or to Tom Brady to really have any effect on anything. And they're not going to throw it. They make plenty of money anyway, so.
They're not going to throw it. We're going to let the air out of the tires, though. I mean, out of the footballs.
This is so funny that they would go try and fix tennis.
Right.
How much gambling goes on with tennis?
Yeah. People want to gamble on a lot of stuff.
Really?
Yeah. The lawsuit.
I'll take Chrissy Everett for $1 million.
Okay. Good for you, Richie. I'll move you. Let's see. Who's another good? How about one of those, the Williams, who's the first? Serena. I'll put my money on her.
Right.
Yeah, I'll put $100 on her. Here's the lawsuit that was announced yesterday here in California. A new lawsuit against Chipotle because the lawyers claim Chipotle tried to cover up the norovirus outbreak. So they allege that the burritos that were sold were bad and that the company knew it. They had been warned. They knew it a long time. They were trying to conceal all the evidence. In fact, when somebody blew the whistle, health officials ran in last summer. And, you know, the rest of the story. Is this legitimate? Is this like a really unfair tactic against Chipotle? Aren't there other restaurants that have the same problems? Why are they after Chipotle so much?
We go to Chipotle.
I'm thinking out loud.
And you look at the restaurant, you can see the food being made.
Yeah. It looked like I've been only in once. Boston's
yeah,
there.
And it's a clean operation.
Clean like a blaze? Yeah.
No, it's a clean operation. So you tend to trust
them. So what are they after
them
for? Who's after them and why? It's got to be something behind. Somebody's getting a payoff here somehow for some reason.
Bleaching all and cooking the food surfaces before they could check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, Super Beats. Time for us to live large.
Help me.
Professional Olympic athletes swear by Super Beats. They use Super Beats to improve their stamina, to improve their endurance, to win.
I'm going to take some today when I'm shoveling 2 feet of snow
on
my driveway.
Yep. Be careful. This boost lasts all day. First thing you do in the morning, take a Neo 40 capsule, which is Super Beats encapsulated. It'll help you lower your blood pressure like Super Beats does, but it gets you started. It gives you that little oomph, that charge. You don't have to have a cup of coffee. Richie doesn't drink coffee. I don't drink coffee.
And
you can hear how excited we are as we start our day.
Absolutely.
It's exciting to be with you all the
time. You can hear it in my voice, right?
Yes, right. I can hear it there, Richie. Nitric oxide is the master regulator of your cardiovascular system. So the beets, the powdered beets in Neo 40 and Super Beats, all are there loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert into nitric oxide in your body, and that opens up your arteries and your veins to get improved blood flow, get your blood pressure down, keeps it where it's supposed to be, and gives you energy beside exercise endurance, gets the the blood to your muscles as you exercise, your brain to keep it working, all of your organs. Support healthy blood pressure. Support your family. Get on the bandwagon. Be the first to use this and use it as an example. Listen, doctors say this is the toughest thing. Our own Dr. Ken says you got to have this. Use it every day because it will prevent you from having a heart attack or a stroke. This is big stuff. And I'm so happy that they are happy with the way we are talking about it. We're talking about it because we know it works. Get the benefits of three whole beets in 1 teaspoon of one teaspoon of super beets, no beet taste. Call right now, 800-655-4183 for super beets. Order a 3-month supply, get another month free. Ask them about Neo 40, the capsule that melts in your mouth, and then it goes immediately into your system, absorbed right away to give you that quick energy you need at the beginning of the day. Neo 40 and Super Beats together at 800-655-4183. Don't take my word for it. Take everybody who Richie's been on this. All the people on my program are on it. All the doctors associated with the program are on it. And that's how you know it is valuable and worthwhile. Ask for it by name, Super Beats, 800-655-4183. And ask for the big deal, the good deal that you can get now of buying Super Beats and Neo 40 products, 800-655-4183 for a long, healthy life. You can either call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick, driver of the number 10 Tax Act Chevrolet in the NASCAR series. On the racetrack, my deal is going fast, working with my team to get our Tax Act Chevy in victory lane. Away from the track, my deal is a little CrossFit and yoga to help with balance and concentration. So what's your deal? If your deal is getting the best deal, then go to TaxAct.com. File simple federal and state returns free. Tax Act is the best deal in tax. Go to TaxAct.com. You got this.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Now, for every recycled cartridge, you get $4 back in Staples rewards when you buy ink or toner, so you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on ink or $200 on toner. Limit 5 recycled cartridges per customer. Offer ends at 1/23/16. For details, see store or staples.com/rewards.
This report is brought to you by Zoetis. Retired military and police dogs have no guaranteed pension for their medical care. The burden and cost of care fall solely on their caregivers. Recognizing this critical need, Zoetis has created the Remedil Canine Courage Program. The Canine Courage Program provides veterinary medical support for retired military and police dogs. Through it, Zoetis will help with annual health care costs to make sure these courageous dogs continue to live happy and healthy lives. Each recipient receives $300 on a debit card annually that can be used for any services offered at their veterinary clinic. Jody Riley, National Police Dog Foundation.
This groundbreaking program will allow retired police canines to receive the veterinary care they so richly deserve.
If you are the owner of a retired military or police dog, or you would like to make a donation to help support the Canine Courage Program, please visit RemedilCanineCourage.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cross information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Hi, Doug's Good Day. Hello to Robin and Ginny, who are followers of fashion, faithful followers of fashion on Facebook, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day. A lot of good comments. We're searching, we're reaching for 100,000 listeners to participate in Facebook reaching for us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
They're a nice middle-aged couple, just like us.
But they're just like us. They're not middle-aged.
Of course they are.
Middle-aged means the middle, Ethel, the middle of life. People don't live to be 150.
Well, how does it feel to turn 80?
Twice as bad as it did turning 40. Want to dance? Or would you rather just suck face?
Number one movie this week, 1982.
Never seen it.
Second highest grossing movie of the year. I have not either, actually.
Really? This is right up your alley.
Raiders of the Lost Ark was number one, and On Golden Pond was number two.
Not much crossover there, was there?
No.
What do you think?
Probably not too much. Dave Grusin did the piano on this theme. On Golden Pond was really, I'm told by people who have seen it, a wonderfully engaging movie. And I would, yeah, sometime get the DVD or see it on Netflix or something, Amazon. Chuck Curry is here. It's Movie Moments time on Good Day. There's a little movie music to get us started. Movies coming out this weekend featuring Robert De Niro. We're going to talk about that. Our thought of the day today, Chucker, comes from Heath Ledger, who died on this date in 2008. Imagine that. 8 years ago, this guy died. Well, he said, quote, "I can't tell you the key to success, but I can tell you the key to failure is trying to please everybody."
And then taking a bunch of sleeping pills and falling asleep face down on your bed.
Right. Yeah, that'll do it. All right, so the Oscar boycott, significant conversation about this, a lot of traffic at facebook.com/good day. So here's actor Mark Ruffalo, who is in Spotlight, said he was torn about the boycott that's been proposed because he's nominated for the movie. And I think he thinks there are other people who need a voice. He explains it here, Chuck.
it's something that I'm struggling with personally to get behind this or not. The only reason that I'm probably not going to take part in the boycott is because I'm representing another kind of victim. And the Oscars mean a lot to these people. There's thousands of people that have been voiceless, that have been sexually abused by priests, and I've given it a lot of thought, and although I've done quite a bit for the Black Lives Matter movement, I feel like that I need to stand for these people that I'm representing in this movie. But I do have a great deal of sympathy for it, and I think it's a powerful gesture, and I think that those folks who are getting involved there should get involved with the people who are losing their lives every day in the Black Lives Matter movement.
All right, what do you think, Chucker? Yes, you.
I'm glad he's going, but I think the issue is just one. It's a little bit overblown, simply because it's easily fixable. You just get a more diverse voting
group.
Membership.
Yeah, change it. Yeah.
So just make an announcement that that's the direction you're going to go in, and follow through from A to Z on that direction. I mean, people boycotting like Will Smith not go. I mean, I find it ridiculous.
Yeah. Here's some of the commentary. Facebook.com/good day. Jordan writes, not everything is about race. It's enough already. Will Smith is not entitled to an Oscar because he made the movie. There's more. I thought he did well, and I thought he might have been considered for an Oscar. I thought he did a great job in that movie.
But he's been nominated for two Oscars before.
Yeah, right. Vanessa writes,
he's never been recognized, which he has.
Yeah. Let's say the numbers were reversed and white people weren't nominated. Yeah, go ahead.
It's like I said, there is an issue. But it's not the issue that's being portrayed. It's more, like I said, it's they need a more diversity in the people who vote. If they solve that issue, there is no issue.
Yeah, because most of them are white, and they're, 72% white,
and older
white men.
I mean, and the truth is, a lot of the people that vote have not worked in film
for a long time.
In 30 years.
Yeah, right. I think you're right about that.
Is that a problem? That's a big problem.
Yeah, it should be people who are actively working in the medium. I think that makes
good
sense. Yep. All right. So what about this?
The better you're going to do. Out this weekend, Doug, the comedy Dirty Grandpa, Robert De Niro, Zac Efron. Yes, this is the same Robert De Niro who was in Godfather 2, Taxi Driver, and Raging Bull.
So what is this? Well, he was in the Meet the Parents.
Meet the
Parents, whatever. So what's your beef with this? Is a silly movie?
This looks funny. I want to see it.
What's the problem?
No, listen, it's just, it's amazing that it's sort of like Al Pacino, I guess, when he, this is not as severe as when Al Pacino did Jock and Jill, the Adam Sandler movie playing himself. it just feels weird when, actors of the 70s who do amazing work in movies like The Godfather or Raging Bull, and then they do, a movie for a paycheck like this. But, I mean, I guess you got to pay the mortgage.
But maybe he's having fun. Give him a break, will you?
I'm sure he is.
I mean, he's one of our great actors. I like seeing. I go to any movie he's in. I want to see what he's doing.
Oh,
he's great in The Intern.
I want to hear your take on this on Monday. Please go see it.
I will too.
Okay,
I'll pay to hear it.
Okay, send me your check. Chuck Curry with Doug Steffen on Good Dad 59.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.